Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's nice to be back on the Stoop stage. Baltimore is a magic place, right? Baltimore is a magic place, and I sensed it from the moment I visited a little over 20 years ago. I just felt something here that summoned me, that was artistic, it was vibrant, it was about collaboration. I sensed it, and I feel like that has been something that's drawn a lot of other people here. When I grew up in California, I was in California for my entire life. I never went anywhere else. And when I told everybody I was moving to Baltimore, they were like, where's that? Californians have no idea where Baltimore is. And I started telling, because you remember, I loved Gonzo, the Muppet, and I started telling them that I was moving to Baltimore to become a rock star. Because I thought it was funny. Because, you know, Gonzo was always going to go to Bombay to become a movie star, right? I'm like, I'm going to hit the Gonzo note. I'm going to Baltimore to become a rock star. And they're like, what? You're 32, Rain. Well, this is a story about what happened on my way to become a rock star. My story begins with the Degenerates, which was down to a two-piece at the time. Me and my spouse, my partner, Kristen Anker, ride or die. And we were playing our favorite summer music festival, which is called Shakemore. It's put on every year by the Fair Brothers of Half Japanese. And we're about to get on stage, and my phone rings, and I pick up the phone. It's like 10 or 12 years ago. And it's my friend Jim Ventosa from the Charm City Art Space. Charm City Art Space? Many good things started there. He says to me, hey, so I got this show coming in next week. It's this really cool band called Schwervon. They're touring in, but everybody who is going to be on the show with them has bailed. All the other bands have bailed. There's no other bands. Would you want to do this? They're quirky. They do fun rock songs. They're funny. They're just like, they're really energetic. You'll love them. They're very much in the Degenerates vibe. And I'm like, well, let me see what I can do. I'll talk about it. And he's like, and if you know anybody else who wants it, who wants to be on the bill, please let me know. And I'm like, and I'm a fixer. You need a show fixed, call me. I will fix your show. And so I called my friend Jack Pinder, who now fronts the band Manners Manners. Manners and Manners. He then had a two-piece band called Silence Kid. And I called up Jack and said, hey, what do you think about doing a show in a week? And Jack's like, sure, let's do it. So I called Jim back. Hey, I booked your show. We've got Degenerates, Schwervon, Silence Kid. We'll see you in a week. Then we got on stage and played Shakemore. So fast forward a week, we get to the Charm City Art Space, and we start loading in. If you were at the, this was the second edition of Charm City Art Space, the one that was in the kind of a long garage. I think now it's a tattoo parlor. And we come in, and there's Nan and Matt of Schwervon, delightful people. They're chatting with somebody. We're loading in. The person they're chatting with is their friend from Frederick, and their friend from Frederick says, hey, I'm sorry. I wish I could stay. I just came to say hi. I've got a kid. I gotta go. So she leaves, and then it's just me and Kristen and Silence Kid and Schwervon and Jim from the Charm City Art Space, and that was our night. We played to each other. And, you know, that's the beauty of playing small shows in this town. You know, we can still play to each other. Every musician has played to those tiny, tiny audiences. But we had a really, really, really great time. And so the show ends. And, of course, Schwervon needs a place to stay, so we let them crash at our house. Like, come on over. We stop at University Mart for a falafel, as we did. Bring it home, and we start hanging out. And it's one of those magical nights where the conversation just keeps going for hours. We're eating falafel. We're playing CDs. Me and Nan, we go down a Tori Amos rabbit hole. We probably also listen to some Sarah McLachlan. It was like that. And then we start changing stories. And it's like we're old friends, but we've never met each other. they're like, oh, do you know this really cool cartoonist, Sarah Lottman, who lives here? And I'm like, Sarah Lottman, I'm programming a queer music or queer film series with her. That's amazing. And then I'm like, oh, I was just playing this show, this art opening with Jeffrey Lewis. And Nan's like, oh my God, Jeffrey Lewis, I was playing keyboards in his touring band. I played at Golden West. Like, we're having like these points of, like, how is it that we've never, ever, ever met each other? And this night just rolls on like this. And so I remember we're out on our front porch. I'm probably smoking, which I don't do anymore. And if you want to quit, please do. We're just chatting, and we're talking about the anti-folk scene. I was from California. I knew all the California anti-folk, but they were like the anti-folk fans of the East Coast. And we're going back and forth, and Matt says, oh, yeah, I used to program and play at the Sidewalk Cafe in the Lower East Side. And I'm like, the Sidewalk Cafe? And he's like, yeah, I was Major Matt Mason, USA. And I said, what? And I run back in the house, and I grabbed my CD rack, and I said, is this you, Major Matt Mason, USA, who sings Little Dog Shuffle on this Lox Antihoot live from the Ford at Sidewalk Cafe that I listened to incessantly from 1996 to 1998? And he's like, yes. Put on some green, and I'll pick a pint of green. He's singing this song on my porch. I'm sitting on this porch with Major Matt Mason, USA. And every year since then, pandemic notwithstanding, whenever they come through, whether it's the band Schwervon, whether it's Matt's solo project, whether it's Nan's solo project. Nan is actually going to be playing at Metro Gallery in May for the Selkies album release party. She's going to be back here. And this is the magic part about Baltimore, is that it brings these family connections, and it makes you a rock star, whether you want it or not. Thanks for being here.